Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Vince McMahon meets with WWE talent as the Saudi Arabia deal strengthens, plus an AEW star's getting a new gimmick, and hear the incredible story of Pat McAfee's SmackDown adventure. For Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. A company meeting within the WWE was held, hosted by Vince McMahon and featuring all the WWE talent and crew. It took place at the NYCB Live, the venue for Monday Night Raw last night. Some of the points from that meeting from the Wrestling Observer, I'm just going to relay to you now. The company has blamed talent speculation for causing a problem. The talent was told that the flight issues were all mechanical and nothing more. The company also said that the delay in airing Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia was not over a dispute, it was over a technical issue. Also, Vince McMahon had flown out long before ever knowing there were any problems with the other talent flying out. Vince McMahon's flight left about 2 hours before talent was set to board their own plane. During this meeting, it's understood that Seth Rollins sort of led a camaraderie speech. The phrasing that Dave Meltzer uses here is a rah-rah speech, while telling people to keep things like the Saudi Arabia situation off social media in the future. A big part of some of the questions that have been thrown up about it have come from not just what wrestlers have tweeted, but stuff that wrestlers have liked on Twitter or retweeted or vaguely posted about. That hasn't helped things. Around the same time as this meeting was taking place, WWE put out a press release announcing they are extending their deal with Saudi Arabia. They are going to guarantee 2 shows a year going forward all the way towards 2027. Now, we've had 2 shows a year for the last couple of years, but the plan, it seems, was to drop down to 1 show a year. But no, now we're doubling down all the way to 2027. So expect Crown Jewel, Super Showdown, possibly alternating with Greatest Royal Rumble, to be a part of the WWE's calendar going forward. So why was this done? Now, amid a lot of speculation as to what did or maybe didn't happen on the way back from Saudi Arabia, the WWE stock went down 5%. This wasn't helped, of course, by the revenue reports on Thursday, just before Saudi Arabia. So there was already a little bit of concern among investors. So to assuage some concerns that there was an issue with Saudi Arabia, with the Saudi Arabia government, this announcement was put out to say that not only are we doing more shows in Saudi Arabia going forward, but we're also looking further into a television deal to secure TV rights in Saudi Arabia as well. Now, still, as we have reported here at Cultaholic and many other outlets as well, still quite a few talent unhappy with what went down across the water in Saudi Arabia. And there is still more, I do believe, to come from this story. And when we know more, of course, you'll know more.
The only thing you'll have to think about between now and Survivor Series is which one of your limbs will belong to me.
Aren't you looking to be face-to-face with the champ? Now, I don't know you, so I haven't fully decided whether I respect you or whether to slap the head off you yet. But I'm glad we got this chance to talk so that you can feel the same doubt that Rhonda felt. Because warring with me will change you, like it did the rest of them. So at Survivor Series, Shayna, I won't be taking my eyes off Bailey either. But I am coming directly for you.
I'm really glad to have met you. Glad we could have this talk.
See you at Survivor Series. Bring your best, because I'll show you who the real baddest woman on the planet is.
So last night on Monday Night Raw, a lot of pieces were put in place for Survivor Series. We are going to see WWE Champion Brock Lesnar defend against Rey Mysterio. And we are seeing Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT in a series of triple threat matches. Now, the ones that we know so far are we will see the SmackDown Tag Team Champions versus the Raw Tag Team Champions versus the NXT Tag Team Champions. So the Revival versus the Viking Raiders versus the Undisputed Era. That will be a belter. Also, the Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch will take on the SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley, and they will take on the NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler. There was some great back and forth between Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch on Raw last night. I'm very excited for that one. So some rumored matches for Survivor Series include Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream. Black tweeted out about the invasion on SmackDown on Friday night and said, "Let me dream." That's teasing Black and Dream, innit? Of course it is. And Tommaso Ciampa and Roman Reigns have had some good tete-a-tete on Twitter as well. Possibly Roman versus Ciampa going down at Survivor Series as well. Of course, loads of other stuff went down on Monday Night Raw last night. Mr. Pacitti will be here on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on with Raw Graded to break down everything that went on. Just a couple of hours ago, New Japan wrapped up a press conference to make some big announcements for Wrestle Kingdom this year. A double title match is set to headline night two of Wrestle Kingdom 14 on January the 5th. The winner of the Intercontinental Championship match between Jay White and Tetsuya Naito will take on the winner of the IWGP Championship match between Kota Ibushi and Okada. A historic unification match is well and truly locked down and in the books now for Wrestle Kingdom weekend. Also confirmed, these are matches that were basically announced on Sunday at their show Power Struggle, but it's now been 100% confirmed. We will see Takahashi versus Will Ospreay for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, and Tanahashi will take on Chris Jericho as well. That one will be on January the 5th. It talks about New Year's Dash as well, which is their big sort of the New Japan equivalent of the Raw after WrestleMania, basically. They announced that this year, in a bit of a mix to normal festivities, they are going to do a surprise card. So we are getting the Jushin Liger retirement ceremony, but everything else we're going to find out on the night, which is pretty cool. Some Randy Orton news that comes from Fightful. Fightful are saying, "We were told by multiple sources that Randy Orton pushed to do more work with the Revival, even going as far as pitching a faction to Vince McMahon personally. The idea fell on deaf ears, and Orton and the Revival were put on different brands in the WWE draft," which is a shame because Orton and the Revival were really making some magic together as a three-man team. All three of them have aired their grievances with being part of WWE as well. Maybe you could have thrown them a bone, made them a faction. I don't know. Could we be seeing Jerry Lawler's final match ever? Well, if Matt Riviera has anything to say about it, we will do. Championship Wrestling of Arkansas has officially announced the WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler has agreed to put his in-ring career on the line against the Arkansas heavyweight champion, the LVR boy, Matt Riviera. It's title versus career at CWA's No Surrender. It's at Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday the 18th of January, 2020. Jerry Lawler could be retiring from wrestling if Matt Riviera gets his way. That means we'll have him on commentary for a longer time. Do with that information what you will. And they've teased this a little bit lately, but it looks like they're going to go all in with this. Marco Stunt as a Baby Saurus will compete on AEW Dark tonight, teaming with Jungle Boy to face Jimmy Havoc and Joey Janela. They tweeted out a picture of Marco Stunt in his very own Luchasaurus-style mask. Oh, he's adorable. I'm down for Babysaurus. All he needs is a tail, like a prehensile tail that he can use as a weapon in matches. See, this is why I'm not a booker.
We're joined here by Pat McAfee, replacing our guest commentator, Aiden English.
No sleeves and jorts. Good to see you.
It feels good here in Buffalo. I got a text from the game, a cerebral WWE official. He said, hey, might have heard about the travel issues. Can you make it to Buffalo? I said, absolutely. What a magical evening it is, November 1st, 2019.
Here we go. All right, thanks for joining us. I'm glad you could make it.
And finally, Pat McAfee stepped into the commentary position on SmackDown this past Friday. But the journey he took to get there is a great example of the old phrase, if you want something, you'll make it happen. If you don't, you'll make an excuse.
I get a you home text from Triple H. I get a phone call from him immediately. He goes, hey, have you heard about what happened over in Saudi Arabia with our planes? I'm like, I absolutely have. He was like, I haven't pitched this to Vince McMahon yet, but if you were to come in and do some commentary and kind of just let you do your thing, would you be up for it tonight in Buffalo? Would you be able to get to Buffalo? I said, absolutely. He said, okay, I'll get back to you. So I hang up. Now, I have no way of getting to Buffalo. I have a plane taking me to Memphis like 5 hours from now, but that plane was in Florida because I last minute scheduled it to get to Memphis because I didn't know I was going to be on game day. So I text said plane. I go, hey, is there any way you guys get me to Buffalo by 6 o'clock tonight? They go, no way. Plane's in Florida. So I call another plane company. I started calling around plane companies. I looked at commercial flights. Is there any flight that can get me from Indianapolis to Buffalo in time for this SmackDown Fox debut lifelong dream event? No. So I went deep into the playbook. Page 140 of the playbook that nobody opens, nobody sees, wiped the dust off, and I threw a Hail Mary to Pete Ward, who's the COO of the Indianapolis Colts. I go, Pete, I would never ask for anything. I get a phone call back from Pete. He goes, you never ask for anything, actually. What do you want? To what do I owe this communication, says Pete Ward. I said, well, here's the story. Told him the whole story about Saudi Arabia. Said, I have an opportunity to call SmackDown tonight. Mr. H said, if I get there. By the way, at this point, did not know if it was 100% sure or not.
Right.
Did not know if this was definitely going to happen, but I have to get the wheels in motion so I can get there if it does happen. I go, is there any way Jim Irsay would lend me a plane to get there and then get to Memphis? And Pete goes, oh, great question. I'll call you back. I'm like, you got it. So his immediate positive reaction was like, oh, maybe we got a shot here. So then he calls me back. He goes, Jim says, pack your bags, brother, I'd assume. He said, you got a plane. Where do you need to go? I said, well, I need to get from here to Buffalo and then Buffalo to Memphis for college game day. He goes, pack your bags. What time are you taking off? I'm like, still at this point, I don't know if I'm definitely in the show. So I got Jim Irsay's plane literally on standby, but I have no idea if I'm actually in the show. So 15 minutes later, I get a text from Hunter. It says, let's go. And I'm like, my man. So I text Pete. I'm like, I need like 30, 45 minutes. Is that good? He's like, got it. They get a flight attendant for us, two pilots. We had steaks on the plane, got on his G4. Me, Foxy, and Zito are sitting on his G4 with DirecTV. Better DirecTV on his plane than it was at my house. About an hour before the show, I go out there at about 8:30, last hour and a half, doing commentary with Tom Phillips and Renee Young, and I had the time of my life out there. When I say I had a blast, I mean I had a blast.
How can you not love the effort Pat McAfee went to get onto SmackDown? Incidentally, if you ever need help with anything, hit me up on Twitter at Tom Campbell. However, I don't have a private jet. I can't help you with that bit, I'm afraid. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. Mr. Pacitti will be along later with Raw Graded, and Ross Twiddell will be here as it's Tuesday with your WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. Later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review as myself and Matthew Gregg watch the fallout from WWF Unforgiven. You can watch along with us as well a bit later on the podcast feed. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.